Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes right here in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. We're going to head to an on-the-scene report this morning. Nate Williams, Executive Director of Murfreesboro Parks and Rec, joining us here this morning. You're live and direct, I see.
Live and direct, Brian. Does that make me an official reporter is my question?
Yeah. Well, yes, of course.
Yeah. No, we're here at the Dean Hayes Track and Soccer Stadium. This is one of the events that me and my staff that we get to work with, we look forward to this every year. So it's 2 days in a row. And what we have over these couple days is the Special Olympics, Area 16 Special Olympics. We took over the event. We work with a great group of athletes in this community. We'll have about 800 participants between today and tomorrow. So we have just a great crowd here, and we're really excited. This is something that's really fun. You know, I'm rambling here, but I'm so excited about it because the participants come. But more importantly than that, Brian, our community shows up. We have people that come and stay hours just to cheer on the athletes, and it's just a great representation of Murfreesboro.
Yeah, it most certainly is. Now, you said took this over. It's been going on for some time, but the power of Parks and Rec behind this, I guess, helps get the organizational part down.
Yeah, you know, we do events. We do a lot of events, and this is one thing that we've partnered with Special Olympics for years, you know, but this is one thing. We said we've got the capacity to run this event, and it's just a great thing. City schools, county schools come together and help us with transportation, so we're able to get all the athletes from all the schools here, and it's just a great event. There's music going on in there. We've got announcers. Everybody gets recognized who wins. It's just a tremendous event.
So this is going on today and tomorrow. I guess you just really got things kicked off today.
Yeah, we had our opening ceremony at about 9:45. Our police department and county sheriffs and then the state troopers came in. They brought the torch in, kicked things off. Then we had a parade of the schools. And now the events are officially underway.
Well, that's awesome. And great venue, too, over on the MTSU campus.
That's a great venue. We're thankful MTSU lets us bring everything out here, and it's just kind of gearing up, getting ready for spring fling in a couple weeks. You know, I think everybody's looking forward to that. Our restaurants will be a little bit more full. Our hotels will be full, and that's a good thing for Murfreesboro.
Yeah, most certainly. I heard I saw some information about spring fling, and I believe the Chamber and TSSAA were recognized nationally for the spring fling event, and it mentioned, you know, it has almost a $5 million economic impact here. Yeah. In our community, and certainly get to use a lot of those Parks and Rec facilities.
Yeah, so there's five spring state championship sports that we host in Rutherford County. In Parks and Recreation, we host three of those. So we host tennis at Old Fort Park, we host softball at McKnight Park, and then we host Siegel host the soccer tournament. So we run wide open. One of those things I'm really proud of, our park system doesn't miss a beat. So if you still want to go to Barfield, you want to walk the Greenway, you can still expect the same experience, even though we've got a lot of stuff going on at those very three focused facilities.
You can tell it's springtime when, you know, you've got, or especially May, with Special Olympics, and then, what, a week and a half later, you roll right into spring fling. So the pedal's on the metal here.
The pedal is on the metal, and I couldn't be more excited. You know, I got out early with our staff this morning. They got out, you know, like at 5 o'clock this morning, started setting stuff up. I'm walking around kind of the parking area. We got our staff out here working, help people get parked, try to make it the best experience. And again, it almost gives you chills when you walk in there. One of our Miracle League participants sang the national anthem. It was probably the most beautiful rendition I've ever heard. Everybody's out running a fast pace.
So Special Olympics over at MTSU, can you just come out and anybody just come and watch for a few minutes?
It's as simple as that. It's very simple, Brian. So if you have the time, if you're listening now or today or tomorrow, 10 o'clock, we're going to finish up about 1 today. But if you want to come by and just say, hey, I'm going to cheer on some athletes, you don't have to know anybody, but if you want to stop by and say, I'm about 15 minutes in between meetings, I'd like to just see what's going on. I promise you'll leave more blessed than what you came. But these athletes need a lot of cheering. We've probably got a couple hundred people in the stands who are just here showing their support. So it's as simple as that. Drop by if you have a second on your lunch break, take an early lunch, come by and cheer these athletes on. It's just a tremendous event and just a way for Murfreesboro to come together.
I do have one other quick question, not related to anything, and I know you got to get back, but I had someone ask me the other day, and I said, next time I see or talk to Nate, I'll be sure to bring it up. When with the daylighting of Town Creek, is that going to become part of the park system over there?
Yeah, I mean, that's city property. It'll be open space that will work together, probably a couple city departments to maintain. It's going to be very beautiful, but we'll have some open space, and we'll treat it just like a park space. And there'll be opportunities for people to kind of have a place to come, maybe some shade opportunity and something to do. So it's going to be a beautiful kind of a combination from Murphy Spring all the way down to Cannonsburg. And we're excited about how that's all developing and that downtown corridor. The future is really bright. I think it's going to be something that people are really excited about, you know, will be for years to come about.
Yeah, well, I'm finally connecting some things that could be. And I think it's on people's mind right now since they're seeing some demolition going on. So people are really thinking about it.
I tell you, our development services team has been working so hard over the past years, acquiring the right properties and working. Our public works team is working diligently on getting those things down so we can start the project in earnest. And I know it's something everybody's excited about, and I assure you the city team is working very hard on it.
Well, Nate, appreciate it. I know you need to get back. Thank you for spending a little time, and I hope folks will get out and support Special Olympics over at MTSU's Dean Hayes Track and Soccer Complex.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Brian. And like I said, if people will come out, just come sit in the stands. If you have 10 minutes, I promise it's something you'll be proud of our community when you come see it either today or tomorrow.
Sounds like fun. Man, I appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. That is Nate Williams joining us. Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation here on News Radio, WGNS, and Rutherford Issues.